Message number 637. Human reasoning is meaningless when you try to define eternal life. Tuesday, December 11, 2012 at 11:16 p.m. My dearly beloved daughter, as Advent is celebrated, I call on my loyal disciples to remind others of the importance of my birth on earth. My birth demonstrated the unfathomable love which my Father has for His children. He willingly sacrificed me, the Lamb of God, so each one of you can have eternal life. This gift, which caused tremendous pain and suffering for all those close to me, was given to humanity with joy. This was the only way to redeem humanity from the desolation facing them. My name, my presence is known to all but few in the world truly believe in my existence. My death on the cross, a savage and vicious crucifixion even by the standards meted out to criminals at that time, bring you freedom, even today. Each one of you has, by virtue of your birth, been given the key to freedom, to eternal life in my glorious paradise. Many of you do not realize what this means. This is because of the pressures you are under to deny me in public. How many of you are afraid to say you believe in me? If you were asked to declare your belief openly, would you stand by me and show your loyalty to me? Many of you say that you do not know me, but that you believe that I exist. You believe that there is a life after the time on earth which has been accorded to you by my Father. Don't you know that when you have turned your back on me, that you deny yourself the right to my kingdom? Human reasoning is meaningless when you try to define eternal life, for you have not been given the knowledge necessary to know the mysteries of my Father's creation. Yet you have been given my word through my teachings, which is all you need in order to be accepted by me into a life of eternal peace, love, and happiness. This new life is yours, and because of God's love it is there for you waiting if you would only respond to my call. I, your beloved Jesus, your Savior and King, now prepare to present myself to you when I come to reclaim all of you. My love is present in each of you. Look within you and ask me to ignite the fire of love which you need, just like oxygen, to live in this new paradise. It is not to be feared. You must welcome me, for I am coming to bring you eternal happiness. I call on you to accept my second coming with joy in your hearts. Your Jesus.